So the NBME and USMLE tend to be a bit factoidy when it comes to vitamin D synthesis questions. They want you to know that vitamin D synthesis starts in the stratum basale of the epidermis, okay, the basal layer. They will show you a question where they literally have a drawing like someone took out a fucking pencil with the different layers of the skin labeled. And you need to know that the basal layer, the stratum basale, is the answer for where vitamin D synthesis starts. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. Students will remember that vitamin D synthesis starts with 7-dehydrocholesterol in the skin, but they don't realize that we produce that irrespective of whether we get exposure to sunlight. So a patient who does not have sunlight exposure, who does not go outside frequently, will still have 7-dehydrocholesterol synthesis in the skin. It's just that UVB radiation converts the 7-dehydrocholesterol into cholecalciferol. So this patient here doesn't go out in the sun often. The answer is going to be he has a direct decreased production of cholecalciferol. Okay. Pretty factoidy, but as I said, it's what the NBME and USMLE will do in terms of vitamin D synthesis questions. Cholecalciferol is known as pre-vitamin D3. It's an inactive form. It's going to go to the liver and be converted over into 25-hydroxyD3, also known as calcidiol. It's a little bit annoying that it's known as calcidiol in that it has two hydroxyl groups, but it's known simply as 25-hydroxyD3. Which sounds like it only has one hydroxyl group, but I'm just making that point clear that the cholecalciferol go to the liver, it takes on a hydroxyl group. It's now called 25-hydroxyD3, aka calcidiol. It's an inactive form of D3. If the question gave you an alcoholic and asked why he had decreased vitamin D levels, the answer would be decreased hepatic hydroxylation, and he'd have a direct decreased production of 25-hydroxyD3. Now, 25-hydroxyD3 will then go to the proximal convoluted tubule of the kidney, where parathyroid hormone upregulates 1-alpha hydroxylase and converts it into 1,25-dihydroxyD3, aka calcitriol. Once again, annoying name because calcitriol, three hydroxyl groups, but the name 1,25-dihydroxyD3 sounds as though it only has two. But that completes the vitamin D synthesis pathway, okay? I'll just summarize it once again. We produce 7-dehydrocholesterol in the basal layer, the stratum basale of the epidermis, irrespective of whether we have exposure to sunlight. UVB will convert that over into cholecalciferol. So we have decreased cholecalciferol if decreased sun exposure. Cholecalciferol goes to the liver. It's hydroxylated into 25-hydroxyD3. That's decreased production in alcoholics. 25-hydroxyD3 will go to the PCT of the kidney and is converted to 1,25-dihydroxyD3. It's our active vitamin D. That's decreased if we have hypoparathyroidism or renal failure, where we have secondary hyperparathyroidism, but the kidney is simply unable to convert it over into 1,25. And then 1,25-dihydroxyD3, it plays a role in converting in bone. It converts unmineralized osteoid into mineralized bone. Okay, that's its effect at bone. And then 1,25-dihydroxyD3 will also go to the small bowel and it will increase absorption of calcium and phosphate. So, a lot we can chat about as far as vitamin D, parathyroid hormone are concerned. Very high yield for USMLE for the endocrine component. But your take home here is just that if you have decreased sunlight, then it's cholecalciferol that's decreased production directly. Okay, that's it.